2024 was a year of unique experiences, but meeting up with a married man for dinner was certainly not one I saw coming. Hola, Jet Tribe! Feliz Navidad! Merry Christmas to you. Now, Christmas is my favorite time of the year, and I was quite excited for this particular one. However, December has just not been it for me, if I'm being honest. I have tried to shift my mood, my mind, to focus on the birth of baby Jesus and all the festivities, but there has been so much going on. To make things worse, I fell extremely sick 2 days to Christmas. Like, what's that, honestly? But the God I serve is a God of healing. I woke up feeling healthy and strong yesterday, which was Christmas morning, and I actually did enjoy the day with my family. I just want to say that I am extremely grateful for this year, 2024, my best year in life yet. It has been extremely action-packed all 12 months. God has been faithful, rewarding, generous, a confidant, and generally everything in my life. In this episode, I reflect on the events of this year, month by month, revisit key topics from both season 1 and 2, and dive into much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen of the Fundamental G Tribe, this is episode 6, the final episode of 2024, Conversations with Jay. So in January, I dropped out of a program where I wasn't benefiting as much as I thought I had. Now you see, when you've just finished school, there's this need to get a job immediately, low-key desperation actually. Because now you're done with school, it's not like you're doing much, especially if you're not an entrepreneur. I landed myself into some program. It was okay, but at the end of the day, it was costing me more than the benefit. So I started the year by dropping things that I did not need. As we go into January, I urge you, I encourage you to drop dead weight. There's so much that you do not need. There's so many people that you do not need in your life. In fact, you should not even wait for January 2025 to reach. If you can do it right now in these remaining days, do so. Like, it's okay to quit. That's one thing I have learned in life. It is okay to move out of certain situations that you think are not benefiting you in any way. February! I really loved Feb. The happiness I had in Feb, I cannot even begin to quantify. This was graduation season. I graduated on 1st Feb. That was the last day of grads. And to be honest, this was the best time of my life. Wearing that gown, being under that tent, your name being mentioned, you're graduating with your friends and classmates. Wow, what a time. What a beautiful moment. People, you guys who had graduated before, yeah, people, you guys had said that it's nice and what, but there's just no words to describe the feelings, the happiness, the gratitude, the immense, whoa, we are done with that part of life, at least for the compulsory bit, yeah? It just honestly felt so nice graduating second in class with a very, very good CGPA. I was really grateful. I still am. I look back to my pictures and my graduation party, to everyone who showed up, the speeches that were made. Oh my God, that day I cried so much, I bawled my eyes out. In March, I launched Conversations with Jay podcast. Can you imagine we are now, this is episode 6, so we are 16 episodes into this podcast, and yet we just started this year. Honestly, I'm so proud of myself for what I've been able to achieve in these 9 months. Yeah, I believe they're 9. And I'm grateful for each and every download, like, share, feedback that you have all given me. It has been so encouraging. I'm in love with this podcast. People meet me randomly, people who I don't even know, to tell me how much they appreciate this podcast and how they can relate and how different things. And I'm like, what? Like, imagine someone unknown coming up to you like, excuse me, Joyce, right? Or Jay, right? Or conversations with Jay. I just wanted to say I listened to your podcast and I'm like, what? It really makes me happy. So thank you so much for enjoying this as much as I do. Still in March, I got an internship opportunity at USAID SPCA. And wow. Like, when God decides to show up, he will show up. He's so intrusive. Like, you won't miss it. You'll feel it from head to toe. God showed up and gave me this internship opportunity, which has changed my life. I've talked about this in a couple of videos on my Instagram, in my podcast. But I just want to say that I am grateful for this internship, because immediately I got in, I just knew that this is it, and it did not disappoint. I have learned so much. I have been exposed to a lot. And I cannot wait to see what 2025 has for me, because this is just the beginning. Imagine, this is just the beginning. In March still, I went for the Davido concert. Mr. Davido. This man is a performer. Minus everything that went wrong at that concert, this guy, he came, delivered, and left. Honestly, I enjoyed myself so much. Would I go back for a Davido concert? Yes. Yes, and yes, and yes. That is how much I enjoyed his show. He sang well. He performed well. He really did. All the money. Yeah, he took all my money. I did not regret at all going for that concert. Now, in April, that's when I had my first work trip, the first field trip, and we went to Bunyoro, and I got to interact with community people, other guys, and different guys, farmers. And when you listen to these people's stories, you actually realize how privileged you are. You realize how lucky you are. You realize that, damn, I should stop complaining about my life. And not because they are living a terrible life per se, no. It's just that I wouldn't want their lives, something like that, yeah? And I'm glad that I could listen to them, hear where they are coming from, and understand how I can be a better leader in future to everyone around me. Still in April, we had a sibling get together at my brother's place. We got to share. You know, as we grow up, sometimes we tend to lose touch with our siblings. Everyone is doing their own thing. And especially now, I'm the last born. I am home alone with my parents. I don't see my siblings as much as I would. So we have these gatherings monthly, which we started this year. They are amazing. And I tell you, that very first one at my brother's place was really deep. It was emotional. We got to share. We got to learn from each other. And I hope that you too can get to experience this with your siblings as well, or with your parents, or with your friends. Set a day apart to just spend it with your loved ones. No phone, no what. just hanging out. You do not have to always wait for the holidays, because I'm sure most of you right now are with your families, yes. But you can't only celebrate life with your family on special occasions. Set a special occasion and make it work. And then we had the Victonic concert, Mr. Ebelebeya. You guys, singing is not a talent of mine, but Victoni, to be honest, I was anticipating the Victoni concert so much because I'm in love with his music. It wasn't the best. The setup was amazing. I was next to the stage even, but he was lucky we're not ready for a performance. Guess who wait for Victoni? You understand what I'm saying? And there's so many of his songs that he didn't perform, which I would have loved. But yeah, at least I got to see that guy. Now, in May, comes in my second field trip to Arua. This I already described. I don't even have to go into so much detail. But I enjoyed it. Would I go back to West Nile? Absolutely. Absolutely. It's so clean. It's organized. One thing I shall forever mention about West Nile is the fact that the women especially wear their wear African fabric. Like, I love people who uplift culture. It like, wow, you're proud of your culture, you wear it, you eat it, you see the culture. West Nile, I'm coming back. If not this coming year, I don't know when, but I'm coming out. And then another thing in May was a night out with a gang. You know those unexpected night outs where you're like, okay, let's see where to go. And it actually turns out extremely fun. You even go to like another bar. I really enjoyed myself that night. At least that one I vividly remember. Do I remember where I slept? Not particularly. I think I slept at Susan's. But it was a brilliant, brilliant night. That's why I've mentioned it, because I think I went out a couple of nights this year, but this one stood out. I had my closest friends with me, and it was generally a beautiful time to be alive. June, halfway the year, I managed to plan Susan's birthday weekend. It was brilliant. However, I don't know if it was excitement or what. I kept on sleeping with the plans. Like, I kept on giving myself away, because personally, when I'm about to receive a surprise, I don't want to know anything. I don't even want to hear a whiff of it, or, you know. But this time when I was doing the planning and the surprising, I kept on giving myself away. I don't know what was going on with that. However, I'm proud of myself that I was able to make my friend happy. She was really happy, and I'm so happy for that. And then I attended the PROW Symposium. PROW is Public Relations Association of Uganda. And of course, I am part of that since I did communications. I attended the symposium, which was okay. I preferred the one of last year compared to the one of this year, but I mean, it's a good place for networking. And yeah, one thing that stood out, it's so funny, guys. After school is so funny because people look at you differently. Like, they don't even need to know where you are in life. You're just like, okay, you're done with school. So you probably have all this knowledge, blah, blah, blah. Short story. There's this young girl who approached Susan and I, and she was, from the way she was talking to us, you could see she has really high expectations from us, and like, we are these people who have made it in life. It was really inspiring, because it made me want to work even smarter to achieve what she thinks that I am, and even, of course, much, much more. She was asking these innocent questions of, okay, how can I make it there where you are? How can I do this? Where do I have to go? Can I please have your number? Most times, I'm the one on that other side of, oh my God, let me have your number, because at a but this time it was someone coming. I was humbled, to be honest. I was humbled, and I hope wherever she is right now, she is succeeding in school, and I can't wait for her to like make it out there and also excel. And lastly, and most importantly, in June, your girl Jay got tattoos, not one, but two. You guys, I had overthought the whole thing of getting tattoos, ate, pain, what, which, and then someone told me, man, stop letting fear make you miss out on life. And that's the truth. I had let fear over, I had put fear on a pedestal, man, because I had wanted to get these tattoos for the longest of time, but I'm always saying, I don't like pain, I fear pain, ate, what? The thing is, I have some PTSD from when I pierced my ears in S3, I think, and I didn't take care of them so well, so they kind of got blocked at a way, then I had to unblock them, and it was painful. So from that time, I never wanted anything to do with physical pain. That's why I actually still have one piercing and forever, because I don't think I would ever want to go back to that. But for tattoos, I've always, always, always wanted tattoos. So it was after church, a friend of mine pushed me and I got my wrist, the one on my wrist with J and Infinity, and the one of the universe on my left arm. They are amazing. And you see the thing with tattoos, once you start getting them like this, it becomes addictive. I've not yet gone back. However, I am definitely going back come 2025. Now, in July, I lost my grandma on my mom's mom. Her soul rest in peace. And this is how my July started. I mean, imagine having such half a year of ups, and then in the seventh month, something like this happened. To be honest, it took me back and it grounded me a bit that everything in your life can be going so well, but there's just death that is inevitable. And yeah, I appreciate she was old and she died at 93, but like, death is death. Even though someone is 200 years, death is death. I miss her, I really do. But one thing that keeps me going is knowing that she's in a much better place. That lady must be like after the right hand side of God where Jesus is. My grandma must be like next there somewhere, because she loved the Lord. She loved God. Like, I've never met anyone in my life who loves God as much as my granny. May you continue resting in peace, granny. So, for the rest of July, I attended a wedding and I looked extremely gorgeous. Oh my God. If you haven't seen those pictures, go to my page, Conversations with Jay on Instagram. Scroll down until you see me in a black dress looking magnificent. My makeup that day was just chef's kiss. I looked so beautiful. In 2025, I'm going to start practicing makeup because now my skin is clear. And that was the only thing holding me back. I had always said, I'll do makeup when my skin is clear. When my skin is clear, now it's clear. So, 2025, look out for me. And you guys, invite my friends, start getting married, man. Me, I'm tired of watching weddings on Snap. I want to attend. So, start next year. If you're in a relationship, it is time. Some of us want to attend. We are not going to be the ones getting married, but we want to attend. And then we had a family day out to Kalanoga Resort to release some various stress and like catch up as a family and, you know, celebrate love and celebrate life and especially the life of my grandma. In August, I made 100 days of learning Spanish on Duolingo. Everybody say yay! Right now, as I'm speaking, I am on day 238. Wow, I've really, really moved. this is such an interesting language. And to be honest, I've not yet understood clearly why I'm learning it. I dived in because, I like Spanish. It sounds nice, but I actually take it seriously now. I've not yet understood why, but my future self tells me that I need it. I need to know it. And I'm just glad that I've been committed. Making 238 days of learning a language on your own, not that while you're being forced, that's some good stuff. Yeah, that's some really good stuff. And I also had my third field trip. This time we went to Mbale. I've also talked about that before. Come September, guess whose internship contract was renewed? Yeah, and this was just the beginning of the renewals. This was just the beginning. Like, at first, when it was coming to an end, there was this peace in me. Like, I just knew that nothing is going to go wrong. Have you ever felt that you know something before it even happens? And I realize it's most times, we anticipate the worst. We know that bad is going to happen even before it comes, more than we anticipate good. Now, this time, it was the total opposite. I saw the contract coming to an end, but I just knew that I'm going back to work the following week. Like, comes rain, sunshine, snow. I just knew. And guess what? That faith led me to a renewal of contract the first time, the second time. I had my fourth field trip to Jinja. No, this was not the one of Nyeke Nyeke. You guys might be thinking of that one. This was the one where I enjoyed so many solo outings, going to Bourbon restaurant, going to Hotel Paradise. Ah, that field trip was nice. It was so nice being back home. And then to top it all off, the Mabira Forest party and camping for the first time. If you want more details on how you can get this, okay, I'm not promising about the Mabira Forest party. However, if you want like some new experiences, hit me up. Or if you have them, hit me up, because I'm all for such stuff. Partying in the forest, I still can't believe I did that. Moreover, with strangers. Come October, the Luvega family trip to Makshan Falls. Ooh la la! I've explained it, everything. Two whole episodes. That is how beautiful it was. So I won't go deeper into it. And also in October, season 2 of Conversations with Jay dropped. Man, season 1 had lucky taken at all because I was still new at work and then balancing the podcast. So after I had taken the deserved rest, I had to come back with season 2. And of course, the approval and launch of Safe Circles campaign. If you haven't seen this campaign anywhere, just make yourself see it. Go into your search bar, search Safe Circles, and you'll see it. Of course, don't search for my name because this was work-related. However, I hope in this festive season, you guys still remember that there's Mpox out there and are keeping your circle safe. But I am extremely proud of myself for being able to come up with such a campaign, nationally approved. Like, well done, Joyce. Well done. November comes in, bath month. Ooh la la, I got a contract extension yet again. And then I attended Nyege Nyege Festival for the first time, probably the last as well. And of course, the highlight of the year, my birthday in Kenya. Oh my God, we are 27 minutes into the podcast and I've just remembered this was the first thing that I should have said. I know that in my previous episode, I had said that I was going to bring the Kenya trip. However, this being the last Friday of the year, I didn't feel that appropriate. So I'll talk about Kenya throughout Jan, probably even Feb, I don't know. But yeah, I celebrated my birthday in Kenya, Diani and Nairobi. Zenjagara kudayo. Hello guys, if you have jobs for me in Kenya, just let me know because I want to go back to that country and settle. That's all I'll say about it. Lastly, December, again, with Beverly, my work bestie, we organized the end of year work party. Bambi, we really worked. At least those guys will not forget us at SBCA. We organized a successful end of year work party and everyone enjoyed. People loved it. And we graduated from internship. From what was supposed to be 6 months, it was 9 full months. Congratulations to me. Congratulations to me. Well done, Joyce. I am extremely proud of you. And yeah, that was my little breakdown. Okay, it was quite big, of the 12 months. And I just want to say that I'm grateful that I can look back and pick out something from all these months. Something positive, something brilliant. Like, to be honest, before I used to look at months and either nothing has happened or it's only bad things, more tears than joy, but this time it is the total opposite. Now, for this other half of the episode, I want to highlight some of my best ideas, or can I say topics, that I tackled in the previous episodes, right from the pilot episode to, yeah, the last ones. And I'll start with change and stagnancy. Micah, baby. Do not go into another year doing the same thing. In my pilot episode of Conversations with Jay, I explored the theme of change and stagnancy, which happens to be the overall theme of this podcast. In these 12 months of 2024, ask yourself, how have you changed for the better? Can you realize a difference between your February version and December version? Or are you still exactly the same? This applies to all spheres of your life, be it mentally, spiritually, academically, financially, economically, romantically, etc. Did you show up every day and ensure to work on becoming a better version of yourself? Or did you create excuses for yourself? Did you remain stagnant in old behaviors, stagnant in a toxic environment, stagnant in your faith? And right now, 2025, the clock is ticking. How are you ensuring that you are done with stagnancy? Then, another episode, second episode, I believe, on going back until you can't go back. Congratulations to the guys and girlies who finally stepped up and chose themselves. Clap for yourself, love. It wasn't easy. It was rather ugly. And yet, you managed to release yourself from the shackles of endless heartbreaks. If you are listening to this, and you know that you left that toxic relationship, a toxic friendship, a toxic workplace, anything toxic, I am exceedingly proud of you. You have not lost anything. Rather, you have gained everything. You have made a bold choice of trusting that God can and shall do better for you. Adulting 101. I was scared and uncomfortable with people not knowing the real me before, but now I love it. I relish it. I do not want people to know every single thing about me, because what people know, they destroy. In this episode, I talked about navigating adulthood with external pressures from family and friends, pulled between people pleasing and being selfish. I used to feel guilty for wanting to choose myself, but as the year closes, I can confidently say that it is me above everyone else. I now know what to leave behind and who not to hold on to. Is it scary as well? Much, much scarier. But someone once told me, do not let fear hold you back from living your best life. And you know what? they were absolutely right. Recently, I met a friend of mine who was telling me that, man, Joyce, I love how you're living your life right now. I love how you're choosing yourself. Like, that is what I want to do come 2025. And I'm glad that people can see this, because I'm not doing this for people. But once you start living your best self for yourself, even the people around you will see it and will be inspired and will also treat you in that way. They'll treat you with the respect that you deserve, you know. I've really experienced a big shift with how I've been treated before and how I'm being treated this year. And it's all because I decided to choose myself, to become an adult and stop making excuses and doing all these things that were not benefiting me. And this ties into the episode of giving myself grace. This is the first time I am leaving this age. I have to continue reminding myself that I have to take a breather. So I have finally started talking to myself with grace, apologizing to myself, taking things one step at a time. I do not remember what exactly the scenario was, but it was very recent. And I was being hard on myself and speaking to myself quite negatively. And my brain told me to hold. Like, I actually paused and I was like, hold up. No, Joyce, we are not doing this. Like, the whole world is already being harsh on us. The best we can do, the least we can do for ourselves, okay, I normally talk to myself in like versions. The best you can do for yourself is to be kind to yourself. Extend some grace. And sometimes you have to just remind ourselves that, like, we can be on the go, go, go. We get mixed up with what everyone else is like telling us and doing to us, and we end up doing that to ourselves. But always remind yourself to take it easy on yourself. Then, new schedules. This one I've really battled. I will not lie to you, I have battled. New schedules and creatives versus the matrix. I'll tie those two together. I've not exactly found the right balance that I would want in balancing work, like career, communications career, and these other things that I do, photo and video editing, the podcast, the whole content creation thing, yeah? And yes, I see that there's improvement in both sides, but the improvement comes with so much wear and tear on my end. Like, I get extremely exhausted. Extremely exhausted. I'm just hoping in 2025, as I draft out my plan now for 2025, I see how to manage my time and energy better so that I keep on showing up on both sides and showing up to my full potential. And then, imposter syndrome. This year has affirmed to me that I have to completely drop this in the bin. I have been blessed with talents, so I shall use them. God has prepared a seat for me in the different rooms that I walk in, so I shall sit confidently and proudly because I belong. Take an example of where I work. Like, before, I would be so scared of saying anything that, oh my God, it will be wrong. They will laugh. They'll think I'm stupid. La, 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 la. And now they are running a campaign because of an idea that I came up with a friend. Now imagine we had decided to just keep quiet and be like, oh my God, we can't do this. We wouldn't be anywhere. We wouldn't be remembered, probably. And it would be just some other interns that once upon a time were there, you know? And then also with my work, there's sometimes I even put out stuff and I'm like, but now sincerely, what is this video? Or what is this podcast? And then some random person will come and tell you how it, I don't know, okay, not change their lives, but like how they could relate, or how the video is really nice, or how I've really improved. I have this friend of mine, he's called Emma. Most of you know him, Emma Kiring. We've been we've known each other since primary. We've been friends, and he's one of the people who have supported me most from the beginning of time. Like, Emma has been there since poetry days. Like, whatever I have tried out creatively, he has been there in one way or another. And I really appreciate that. I've only singled out Emma, but there are so many of you that have supported me. So thank you. Thank you so much. And may God reward you. And then in major life update, I had talked about something that happened. And of course, some people wanted to know, oh, tell us deeper. Yeah, I left my old workplace. I won't say I left, but I no longer work at what was my first job. Things happened, and God just affirmed to me that there are some things that are supposed to end where they're supposed to end, and you move into new seasons of your life. At first, I thought I could juggle two jobs and then my creation side, but I just couldn't. So God decided to remove one for me, to make the decision for me. So I remained with one job that was no shade, but 100 times better. And it's actually something that I fit in more and works better for me. Now, these last two topics, singlehood as a 23-year-old and accountability. I decided to join these two because I wanted to bring them in from the same light. Now, by the time I released that podcast, that episode, I was 23, so now I'm 24, obviously. But yeah, it's almost 2 years of being single and not entertaining the bare ass minimum. In August, a man blocked my path because he was trying to get my number. We were at Oras and the lights were dim, so I didn't even get to see his face. Side note, Oras, I love that place. The food is mwah. The aesthetic, yeah. The mirrors in the bathroom, yes. 10 out of 10 place. So, like, these are places where they charge you some car amount. You're like, okay, it's okay. But this one where I was yesterday, I won't mention it again because it's already more going on Twitter, but yeah. Anyway, back to the main point. So I didn't even get to see his face because the lights are dim, you know. And to be honest, I wasn't that interested in meeting people. So he handed me something in my hand, which on reaching home, I found was money. I most times give out my number because, one, I have the option of blocking the person. But then, two, we are now adults who need networks, so you never know. Anyways, fast forward, he schedules a date but is unable to make it, which he apologizes by crediting my MM. About 2 weeks later, we meet again and he picks me from work. The first thing I notice is his age. I tell you, no guys age slowly. So by the time a guy's age is evident all over his features, it proves that he's an ancient of days. Hardly had we set off when I saw a wedding band on his finger. Now guys, at this point, I started my internal dialogue with God. Like, wow, big man, what in the world is this? Like, honestly, when and where does it end? It just keeps getting worse and worse, and now we are even meeting married men. He chooses a location, the lawns, because apparently no one would recognize him here. Guys, you should have seen me walking like 20 feet behind this man, because why am I in a restaurant with my grandfather sugar daddy? Sitting through that meeting, pondering what I ever did to deserve this. Like, I would be happy to sit at lawns with a handsome suitor that has other qualities I like, but here I am giving advice to this old man on where to shift his children for primary school and how his ex-wife did. About what? Here I was already zoning out. To make things worse, a few minutes later, his current woman, stroke wife, stroke the woman he's living with now and mother of his other kids, calls him. And guess what? He asks me for permission to pick up his call. LMAO. Like, he asks me for permission. Like, what? Anyway, he picks up and they talk and he lies that he's having early dinner with his friend Mike or something, whatever the friend's name was. Like, guys, he drops his phone and apologizes to me for the interference. Guys, like, oh my God, I just couldn't believe what was going on. So, of course, he says things like, you don't have to bother with those young boys. They cannot make you happy, blah, 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 blah. Me, I'm just a call away, and we can always have fun, and you can visit me in my Kololo apartment. You see, boo, I want, now he starts showing me the cars he wants to buy. You see, I'm driving this one, but I had this one, but now I want to buy this one. All these things to, like, you know, impress me, or, I don't know, some BS like that. 1.5 hours. It was only 1.5 hours of sitting there, yet I felt like it was eternity. And of course, he added me money at the end of it all. Let me be honest, Tribe. I was stunned. You know, astonishment? I was dumbfounded. That was me throughout the ride from Lons to home. And when I reached home, I looked in the mirror, laughed so hard until tears started rolling down my face. And then I broke down and cried. I cried so much. Why was this happening to me? This man saw me and thought for even a second that I could be interested in a person like him, a married person, a father. Thoughts were racing through my mind. Like, what about me keeps on attracting the weirdest of men to me? But then it hit me. It's not about me, man. Men, unlike women, shoot for the stars. Men are so bold and audacious. I was simply on my way from the bathroom. That was my role. Him, a married man and father of like 3 or 4, I don't remember, chose to shoot his shot. Now, the part I play in all this, going forward, is how I handle the situation. That is shifting from victim mentality to an empowered mindset. It's about recognizing that while I can't control others' behavior, I can control my boundaries and how I choose to navigate uncomfortable or inappropriate situations. I have been in situations that I shouldn't have been in because I didn't believe I had the self-efficacy to choose me. Not anymore. So I dried my tears and sent this text. I just want to let you know that you won't hear from me again. The evening was good. You're a great conversationalist. However, I don't deal with married family men. Full stop. And his response was, I agree with you. You are a nice person too, and I loved our conversation. But I walked away with a feeling that I am not the guy for you, especially given that I am married. Wish you luck with everything. To be honest, I was surprised. I was surprised because I thought he would be angry. You know how men be with rejection. They don't take it well. However, when he replied like this, it even made me more worried. Why? Accountability. Now, this is where accountability comes in, and that is why I tied it in here. The reason I paired these two is because I want to encourage you as you walk into 2025. To understand once again, how are you playing a role in your own suffering? And this is especially to fellow women. Women, women, women. Haven't you done enough? What is it? Okay, you get the point. Aren't you tired of playing a game where you are constantly losing? I always look at things deeper than their surface, and it got me thinking. I am not the first nor last girl that this man has or shall approach. And from his response, I could tell that he is not bothered at all, because I was probably one out of 10 other girls he had approached over time, be it even that very night, or between that time we had met at Oras and that time we met again for that dinner, or even prior, you get the point. And out of those, at least 4 out of the 10 girls will accept to play along with this man. Remember back in the day when men used to remove their rings when they intended on cheating? Now, they sit with you and give you a whole family rundown. So you go in knowing all these details. No longer, hey, I didn't know, You go in knowing. They sample you with the life you could have if you choose to sleep with them. In this case, financial gains. Because he's not going to come and, tell you about God or about good mental health, all these things that are supposed to, you know, they target where you're weak financially. Mm-hmm. And guess what? It works. It has worked so well that a man is extremely confident that you'll open your legs for him in exchange for his pocket change. And there's this sick mindset thinking that us girls are in control. We know what we are doing. We know the game as well. So we are also benefiting. You are not, my dear, you are not in any way. Rather, you are losing your value. And no, not a value of being a woman, but value in the form of purity, like a righteous woman, the woman that God wants you to be. You think that just because a man gave you, let's say, one mil in UG shillings even, that you are the one stealing from him. You are trading your whole self for money that he could throw on the road and not even realize it. Becoming this kind of woman is becoming a direct reflection of the men that have hurt you in the past. You are not improving. You are becoming the monster that hurt you. You see, one thing I've noticed, especially this year, is we keep on pointing fingers at the men, but never at us. We keep setting the bar below. Like, right now, we are below bare minimum. We are below bare minimum. That's where the bar is at. Because that is how most women, or okay, not most, but let me just say we, that is how we view our worth. Like, we don't have to become what men are to prove a point. We really don't. I see things like, but men do this, or but men do it and it's okay. So what? So what if they do it? Like, just because a man has done the most despicable thing, you're going to try out and do the same thing just to prove that you can as well? Like, then what's the point? Us women were designed to be, I don't know, man. I look at women as the most precious things ever, the most precious creation, and we keep on degrading ourselves just to fit in with a man. And the funny thing is, we keep on saying we know their game, so we play it, yet we are literally becoming them. And this is not more, all men are like that. No, I'm talking about, of course, the weird guys like this one. He has a woman, he has his family to go to, and he's busy partnering women. And there are so many out there who are doing that. Guys, yes, okay, they are gay people now. I understand that. But these men are not sleeping alone. They're sleeping with women. Women who know that this guy has a family back at home. Like, why do you want to be a homewrecker? Or, I don't know, why do you want to partake in you guys, HIV is so real. HIV, syphilis, gonorrhea, herpes, like all these diseases. And what if you get pregnant? Like, honestly, what if you get pregnant? Okay, we're of course at the stage of getting pregnant or whatever. But like, what if you get a child that you do not want and you end up doing things that you do not want? We keep on playing with our own hearts, thinking that we have this in control, yet previous situations have proved that we do not. And like, once you don't sit down, unpack your trauma, and say, and like, see how you want your future to be, then I'm sorry, but you're going to keep on experiencing the same pain, traumas, sadness, disrespect over and over and over again. You do not have to become, let's say, a cheater just because you're trying to prove that, I don't know, that you don't care anymore. You're just showing that they've managed to break you and erase the person you were. Do not become the person that hurt you. Do not. This is just for relationships. But I can spread this to every other part like of your life. You have to be accountable. We are now adults, for crying out loud. I'm not talking to just you people. I'm talking to myself. Like, there are so many decisions we make that are just not it. In adulthood, when you fumble, you have fumbled. You have really fumbled, man. Like, one thing like this can take you many steps back, 5 steps back. And by steps, I mean years. Am I judging? Not at all. We, including me, have messed up in various ways. Messed up bad time. In this very year, I messed up somewhere really badly. But should we choose to remain the victims or finally take a stand and understand that we can do better, choose better, be better for ourselves? 2025 has finally come. You do not want to be the same person you are in 2020. Like, we are moving. And you see this thing? Eventually, even the people around you will move and leave you behind. Guys, doing life alone is not kawa. Right now, you can be like, hey, I don't care. I don't give two shits. But life alone is not kawa. Be accountable to yourself. What kind of friends are you letting into your circle? Like, if you do something wrong, do you have friends who will check you and be like, dude, what are you doing? Or do you have friends who just be like, eh, that's okay, live your life, la, la, la. It's your decision, all that. Be accountable. Now, as I come to the very last moments of this episode, of course, I'm going to share my lessons from 2024, just some. If you want to listen to most, go and listen to lessons 24. That was my birthday episode. So here I'm just sharing the top most, which are boundaries. When you are new to boundaries, it may feel like you are being mean, moving different, but that's the whole point. It's because you're learning to choose yourself, you're learning to be selfish, or you're putting these walls up that people who are not worthy cannot climb. Stop trying to fit into shoes that are many sizes lower. I mean, stop understanding situations that you would never find yourself in. Those things of someone has done something to you, it's clearly wrong. But then you're like, but what if it were me? Maybe I could have, I can understand because no, it isn't you, because you wouldn't have chosen that route in the first place. You don't behave like that. You do not think like that. So stop letting people walk over you because you are trying so hard to keep them in your life. Set boundaries. If that means that you're like reducing people in your life, do so. Trust me, quality awaits you. Secondly, commitment and discipline. Commitment and discipline. I see this in personally myself. The way I've been committed, for example, to Duolingo, the way I've been committed to this podcast, to my creation, to my friendships, to the different things, to work, commitment and discipline, show up each and every single day. Just show up. 3, live your life by your terms. You are the co-author of your story. Write it well. Many people are going to tell you to do this and that, but at the end of the day, you are your co-author. Even me, I'm going to sit here for an hour almost and tell you what to do. But at the end of the day, it's your life. So if you choose well, you live a good life. If you choose badly, you live a bad life. What matters is that you made the choice and there's no one to point fingers at. Then, 4, it doesn't matter who or what it is. If it doesn't align with your purpose, ditch it and make room for the right things. 5 or 6, I've now lost count. Purpose and passion come from clarity of thought. It doesn't matter how passionate you are about something, if you don't have a purpose for it, then you won't understand why you are doing it, and then you get lost on the way. Next, a door has to be closed for another to open. I'll repeat, a door has to be closed for another to open. To be honest, I don't know if I would have been successful at my job if I still had 2 jobs. So one door had to close for another to open. And lastly, the let them theory. I got this from Mel Robbins. I listened to her a lot. Let people do what they want to do rather than trying to change them. Like, let people live their lives. Why I brought this last is because this is one thing I struggle with. I struggle so much with. When I see people closest to me doing the strangest of things, I'm like, dude, what up? And I try to shape and create, like, I try to mold them into this other person, and every single time it doesn't work out. And yet I've exerted a lot of effort and strength into it, and it doesn't work out. So ever since a week ago, yeah, actually this week, and this is what I'm carrying into 2025, let them. If you feel like whatever your friends are doing does not align with you at all, then you can ditch them. Okay, friends, family, whoever. But if you feel like it's something that you can deal with, just let them. People are meant to learn their own experiences. I used to want to do much better, for my friends to do much better, what. But God has shown me over and over that I'm not their savior. I'm not Jesus, man. I am not. Otherwise, you'd be celebrating me yesterday. But no, the whole world was celebrating Jesus. So I now give my friends, my family, whoever I love, my loved ones, or any issue into the hands of God and Jesus to deliver them. I'm now going to let people do what they want. Like, if someone comes to me for advice, I'll gladly give it to them. If they don't take it, that will be okay. Like, I won't die. I won't, you know. And if someone doesn't ask for my opinion, my advice, I shan't give it. I'm going to let people do whatever they want. If they mess up, that is them. I have to remind myself every day that we are all adults. I'm not the only adult. We are all adults. J-Tribe, it's been an amazing time with you. I cannot wait to share 2025 with you. I pray that it's amazing. I pray that it's the best year yet that you have experienced. God is going to show off in ways that you never even thought of, expected. Just have faith. Pray so hard. Pray. I won't lie to you, my year has been excellent. I'm not going to sit here and be humble about it and try to relate to everyone who is saying, oh my God, 2024 has been a hard year. No, because it hasn't. my year hasn't been hard. And you know why I'm so happy and like confidently sharing this with you? It's because, guys, I've had hard years. When on New Year's I be there, the fireworks is popping and I'm crying because, oh my God, I survived yet another year. This time I'm going to watch that fireworks pop and I'm like, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for an amazing, beautiful, successful, rich year. And do you know what's most exciting about it? It is just the beginning. It's because of God and because I am following now what I want. I don't come and give you this advice at the end and then I go and do the opposite. Nada. So, Merry Christmas once again. Happy New 2025. So, us planned kids have now gone to unwrap our gifts because it's Boxing Day. I love you all and I wish you nothing but the very best. See you in 2025. Happy New Year! Bye, 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 bye.